Join The Score, broadcasting live every day from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2017 Chicago Auto Show. Check out The Score live broadcasts and visit Toyota to see the full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit 670thescore.com/events to find out about broadcast times as well as dates and times of athlete appearances, including a Skype session with Chicago Cub Albert Almora. Brought to you by Toyota, the official vehicle of the Chicago Cubs. Let's go places.
Valentine's Day. The one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing. Love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love. Lover's Lane.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
20th.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow when they take on Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
Backpedals, throws a short pass. It's caught by Coleman over the shoulder. Five. Far sideline, runs inside the pylon. Touchdown! He beat Ninkovich to the end zone. 6-yard touchdown pass. The second tonight for Ryan. And Atlanta is running away midway through the third quarter. 27-3 over New England.
That's Kevin Harlan on Westwood One. Heard right here on The Score. Atlanta would make the extra point and not score again, as the Patriots would score 31 unanswered points with the game-winning touchdown coming in overtime. Tom Brady was MVP as he claimed his fifth title in his average to below-average career. Hey, we're just 363 days away from Super Bowl 52, which is in Minnesota. It'll feature the Lions and the Browns. NBA, the Bulls are in Sacramento tonight. Jimmy Butler is questionable with that heel contusion. Cristiano Felicio has been ruled out with a lower leg strain. Bulls and Kings tip at 9:30. Elsewhere in the NBA this evening, Cleveland's at Washington, followed by San Antonio at Memphis. Nice little doubleheader for you. In hockey, Blackhawks are off until Wednesday when they play at Minnesota. AHL, the Wolves are in Rockford tomorrow night. Major League Baseball, former Cubs starter Jason Hamill signed a two-year, $16 million deal with the Royals. And College Buckets, your AP Top 25. Your top five are Gonzaga, Villanova, Kansas, Louisville. And jumping up from 13 to 5 is Oregon. Baylor drops to 6. Arizona fell to 9. This scoreboard update is sponsored by Eon Dental Implants. Choose Eon Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. Join Jay Zawoski for the Bud Light Blackhawks on the Glass with Andrew Desjardins tonight from 7 to 8:30. It's at Austin Saloon and Eatery in Libertyville. Get an autograph from Andrew and enter to win Blackhawks tickets brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Oh, what's that?
Are you kidding me?
Brian Billick.
They want a physical game. They think that's the game they want. We got to show them they picked wrong.
Super Bowl winning head coach.
The Baltimore defense, Brian Billick, that has been the difference in this game.
NFL Network contributor.
If you were in charge of an offense that managed 500 yards but just 23 points, how would you spend the next week getting ready for the next game?
I'd fire my coordinator.
Brian Billick.
Look, somebody!
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
You can follow Brian Billick on Twitter, at Coach Billick. You watch him on the NFL Network. You read his stuff at NFL.com. Hear him right now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the natural choice for the big game. A big game it was, Brian. That was pretty special, I guess, on the NFL Network this morning. I think I heard you correctly that you said it was the best Super Bowl of all time.
How can it not be? I mean, when you look at the way the game unfolded, the greatest quarterback in the history of the game, in the biggest game, with the biggest comeback. I mean, we've just worn out the word biggest and greatest, and I'm like everybody, I'm just kind of emotionally and intellectually worn out talking about it. I went back and looked at the game again. It was incredible how many, there are 12, 13, 14 things. If just one of them, just one of them doesn't happen, we're talking about an Atlanta Falcon win.
All right, so what's the turning point in that game for you? Is it the LeGarrette Blount fumble? Is it Martellus Bennett making sure the back-to-back passes don't get intercepted? Is it Devontae Freeman missing a blitz assignment? What happened in that game where you're like, all right, this game just turned on its head just now?
Well, you could look at any of those individually. I go back to that third quarter and the emotional swing where easily New England could have just folded and said, gosh, this isn't going to happen. But they responded. You talk about in that third quarter when they're down the way they are, and Atlanta comes out and goes length of field and scores. But then what does New England do? They come back, and they respond and go the length of the field and score. They then do the onside kick, which you could look at and maybe was ill-advised, kind of figured it was coming. Okay, they don't get the onside kick, but then the defense comes in and goes three and out. And then the offense comes in and goes length of the field, all but with a field goal, and gets a score. So it's just the sequencing events of where they emotionally responded in every instance. And what's intriguing to me, that, and you've heard about the New England Patriots players talking about, well, we just kept telling each other, you're not going to give up, you're not going to give up, we're going to keep fighting through. You could kind of get, at what point, when did the Atlanta Falcons player go, oh boy, we're in trouble, we're only up by 16 points. And there's 8 minutes left. I mean, at what point did it occur to them, oh my God, where are we on this thing?
This is what I want to know from you, because I haven't had a satisfactory answer to this, and maybe there is no way to actually know this. But the way that it ended up with the Patriots rope-a-doping the Falcons energy-wise, they expended defensively, they expended so much energy flying around the field. Even their fat guys looked like they had an extra gear. But then later, it was as if Brady's line said, hey, settle in. We got you. You're okay. We can run some of these deeper crossing routes now. And they stayed with their plan when they started to feel that Atlanta was a little gassed out there. Now, is that strategy? Could we say that Bill Belichick outsmarted everybody? But then again, he's not trying to get down 28-3. I mean, I'm wondering where strategy and opportunism meet.
Yeah, I mean, if you ask me if Bill Belichick thought, you know, we're going to get down 28-0, and then we really got them. I don't know that that was really the tactic that he had in mind. I think what you did see, though, was a Tom Brady, that once the game started to unfold that way in the second half, I think he, because of his experience, and we've said it many times, went on a football field, has Tom Brady not seen or experienced, that he knew, okay, even though they beat the tar out of me and they've sacked me five times, the way this thing's going, and now I'm back on my 50th, 55th, 60th, 60th, you know, third, and fourth throw, whatever, they're not going to be able to get to me. They're gassed. I know that. I'm going to be able to hold on to the ball just that much longer. I can wait for that receiver to come open just with that extra step, because I've been here before, and I know at this stage of the game, these guys are gassed, and they're not going to get to me.
If you're Dan Quinn or Kyle Shanahan, what do you do to change the outcome of that game if you can go back and do anything?
Well, you could go back and nitpick on the third and one and say, go ahead and run the ball. You know, not to do anything to take yourself out of field goal position that now is going to make it a three-score game. pressured when you went passive, you know, go passive when you're pressured, any number of those things. And the hard part is, and I don't know, because you talk to any number of players that get to the Super Bowl and lose, get to the championship game and lose, they never go back and look at it. You just can't bring yourself to do it. I don't know that Dan Quinn or any coach has the fortitude to go back and look at that game, to critique it, to say, okay, if I get in this situation again, I'll do X, Y, or Z.
Back to what you said about when you raised the question, Brian, of when did doubt start to creep in? At what point? And we had a caller earlier who wondered about Arthur Blank's habit of descending to the field from his luxury box. And there's the boss of all bosses who's standing there. And I don't know if you've had that experience before as a coach when the owner is looming and just his presence having some sort of effect on the way people might do their jobs. Is there anything to that? Is there any symbolic meaning for better or for worse when Arthur Blank and his wife come down there to oversee the proceedings, as it were?
Yeah, if that doesn't cure him, nothing will, you know, and that's his right to do that, to come down there. This one's going to leave a mark, and Dan Quinn has done a phenomenal job. They went to the Super Bowl. They got beat by the greatest quarterback on the greatest comeback in the history of the game. Okay, that's on your resume, so be it. But I tell you what, this one lingers, and as solid a coach as he is, he better go get him a Super Bowl. Because when you sting an owner that way, it does linger. And when the time comes when you have a difficulty, as every coach does at some point in your tenure there, don't think for a second that emotional letdown doesn't at some point come into play.
What rules changes, because every single year it seems like there's a rules change in the NFL. What rules changes, maybe not next year, but the year after, might we see as far as an unfair advantage for the offense? I saw that wide receiver screenplay, and we've talked about it a little bit over the last couple of years here, where it's an indefensible play if the ball is thrown exactly where it's supposed to be thrown. Maybe we're talking a little bit about overtime and both teams having the ball and getting a chance to score a touchdown. What do you think comes from not only this game, but this year of football and the evolution of the game going forward?
Yeah, I know obviously people are talking about the overtime rule. I don't want to mess with that. Why? I mean, if you can go the length of the field and score a touchdown, you win. Okay, that plain and simple. To elongate the game and say, regardless of whether it's a touchdown or not, you ought to be able to get another touch. You know, we pushed the edge of that with the 3 points being that way. I'm not an advocate for that. I do think the quick screens, the down the field, it's not going to bring about a rule change, but it might bring about an emphasis. We've got to be a little more vigilant about the blocking that's going on downfield when those passes are thrown, some of the pick and rub routes that go on. I can see there might be a little bit of a movement to say, look, let's emphasize these rules just a little bit more.
There was that flurry, too, of the defensive holding calls that were extending the drive when the Falcons just kept grabbing people. And some of the football people I follow on Twitter were saying that that's coached, that there are some coaches who say, just hold every play. They're not going to call it every play. They might call it here, they might call it there, but go ahead and do it.
That I think there is some latitude, or there is some conversation, and make it a little more like a college rule possibly, but the deep down the field pass interference, it being a spot foul, that okay, maybe we ought to look at that. And the other one is automatic first down. I mean, if it's third and 10 and you have that defensive holding, it's an automatic first down. Some people are going, wait a minute now. Maybe we ought to make it more down and distant relevant in terms of these defensive holdings or contact. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I know people are talking about it.
The Patriots ran 93 plays, and as Dan mentioned, the rope-a-dope style of, okay, you'll tire yourself out by the fourth quarter. I heard Deion Sanders talk about how you shouldn't be fatigued out there. It's going to, you know, you got to empty it. It's the Super Bowl, but bodies are bodies, and if you're out there for that long, you know, of course there'll be not only wear and tear, but there'll be some mental mistakes. Conditioning-wise, did you see something in that fourth quarter that, you know, that could have been prevented, or is 93 plays 93 plays?
Yeah, that we talked about earlier, the pass rush. I don't know. You can try to roll your guys through there, but you know, when you are throwing the ball that many times, you're running that many plays, your defense is going to be gassed, and I don't know that there really is anything you can do to try to refresh them other than roll them through. And that Tom Brady, given his experience, knew that clock in your head alters. You know, you got to get the ball out of your hands. There's a timing that you have to have, particularly when you're under siege the way Brady was. But you got to believe he recalibrated that clock as the game went on, knowing that pass rush was going to be affected.
Yeah, I am waiting to see what if anything Dan Quinn as a coach, how, like you said, this is the career changing. A loss like this, you know, you say maybe you start the clock differently with an owner, but as hard as it is to watch the tape, it's kind of your job to swallow hard and take a shot of scotch and see if you can sit down and watch it, because shouldn't this somehow inform the team going forward, especially because, you know, as was mentioned before, this isn't the first time they've done this year. They have blown other leads because of their desire to pass the ball, because they don't feel necessarily they have to run the ball to chew on the clock. I mean, I wonder where this resonates for the Falcons further.
Well, you're constantly critiquing the decisions you make, but going back and look at this game, I mean, to go in and take that dagger and just, that's like, you know, getting a divorce and going back and going line by line, looking at the way your wife screwed you. You know, why? I mean, okay, she won, she took the car, she gets the whatever, just move on. I mean, this one, and you hear that all the time from any number of teams, any number of coaches and players that to say, to this day, I've not gone back and look at, you know, game X, Y, or Z.
What happens to teams that lose this thing? Because, you know, we saw what happened with the Carolina Panthers. I don't know what the precedent is, but when you get this close to a career goal, and then some of these guys a life goal, and you fall short of it, how do you scrape yourself back together as an organization?
Yeah, they'll say they won't, and they'll move on, and they'll put it behind them, and we're not thinking about it. But the fact of the matter, it does. It lingers there, and it can get triggered at the worst possible time, that emotional drain, when you have that next difficulty. If you can overcome it, then fine. But if not, then this all gets drugged back into it. Yeah, this one, and you've seen, and you can look at, you know, last year, Carolina. Now, whether that was real or not, was it lingering from the previous year? Probably not. But the fact of the matter is, you didn't play as well, and it was following an emotional, tough loss in the Super Bowl. So those are the facts, and you'll never get anybody to admit that it's connected, but I think that's maybe denying the emotional scar that it's leaving and the fortitude that it's going to take to overcome it.
A little side note as well, Atlanta is on New England's schedule next year, and of course, ooh, Super Bowl champions open up the season on that home opener. That'd be quite the thing. All right, you blew the biggest lead in Super Bowl history. Now you have to play at Foxborough to start the season.
Yeah, and you got the entire off season, the summer, and like beating them in the opener would rectify that in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, that would probably be a pretty good matchup that I can see the league definitely doing.
Regardless of Tom Brady's MVP performance, the amazing story, the solidification of his status as the greatest quarterback of all time, we still have to look at his first half struggles and some of the passes he was missing in the second half under the kind of attack that he was facing, and ask honest questions and objectively try to assess, was that an indication of a 39-year-old quarterback? And some scouts say when it goes quickly. And it's like a switch gets flipped where all of a sudden you say, ooh, boy, that's an old man out there. So should there be any concern that even though we got this is all covered up by the great comeback story, that there might have been a glimpse of what could be sooner rather than later that should inform the Patriots' thinking?
Well, it's going to be sooner rather than later. I'm not going to be the one to predict Tom Brady is going to be done at any given time. You're right. When the fall off comes, it's precipitous. If what you're advocating or suggesting, it would have been on the flip, that it started to fade in the second half,
okay,
or late in the game, and we see that you can't quite make the same throws. He was absolutely brilliant. I see absolutely nothing in Tom Brady's game in that game, first half, second half, or the entire season, whether he's 39 or 49 or 59, to indicate that he's anywhere near not performing at a peak level. I will say this, though. Tom Brady is so attuned to his body and so in another world when it comes to knowing what he can do. He seems to be one that when he knows that it's going and that he can't do the things that he wants to do, he'll be the one to step away. I don't think we're going to see him limp in at the end of a season just not being able to perform because he keeps pushing past the threshold that he knows he can't step through.
All right, to piggyback on that, how much longer does he have? And also, they share the same agent, if I'm not mistaken, him and Jimmy Garoppolo. So if you're Jimmy Garoppolo, do you have to ask Tom or even your agent, like, all right, how long is this going to to last year, because, you know, if not, I can facilitate a trade or try to force a trade somewhere else. Like, how do you see the Patriots playing this thing out?
Yeah, that conversation is not going to be had between those two guys. There are certain places you don't go, and that's one of them. Garoppolo likely will take an opportunity if he has that latitude. I mean, you can see where the Patriots say, no, we're going to hold on to this, that, or the other. But if he has an opportunity to go, you know, start his own shop. Plus, do you really want to follow Tom Brady in New England? I mean, where do you go? Okay, now I got to go win six, or I'm ever forever just going to be that other guy. So, we're going to see some movement this offseason, and I imagine that the right price being paid, we'll see Garoppolo someplace else.
Now, we can't talk about football games on SeatGeek.com for a while, but there's still all kinds of opportunities with plenty of sports and other tickets available via that app.
Yeah, wherever you want to go see a play, or you want to go see the Blackhawks play, or you want to go see the Bulls play, or whatever, you got to go to SeatGeek.com. It was great fun last week watching, getting the SeatGeek app and watching on their deal score the way the prices fluctuated up and down, and what was a good buy, what wasn't, how it changed from Monday all the way up to game time, then on Saturday going into Sunday. So, and the best thing, particularly when you're at a Super Bowl, but any event, you want to know the ticket's going to be there, you get it through SeatGeek.com, because it's 100% guaranteed.
And Lady Gaga is going to be at Wrigley Field.
That's
here
right,
soon,
Lady so. Gaga coming yeah. to Wrigley Field. All right, yeah. Brian, another terrific season, and I have a feeling we'll be talking again soon as we get closer to the NFL draft and figuring out how to drag the Bears out of the doldrums. That's going to be your responsibility.
Sounds great, guys.
All right, Brian, thank you. Brian Billick, who has joined us throughout this football season, always terrific stuff. We're going to do It's On at the bottom of the hour and check out what the television viewing is for this evening.
Under siege.
For you, it's under siege?
No.
Do it. I'll do it. Do it. Do it.
Some good basketball.
I'm telling you. There actually is good basketball on, but under siege, man. Telling you.
My guys are signing off on this. I might have to go in.
You always have this like satellite concurrent shadow show going on.
The shadow show.
No, it's like with like the Council of the Elders of Zion or something.
The guys that I trust in life.
Your community people.
They're my advisors.
Yeah, you've got a team of advisors writing executive orders for you. And then you pick out the drapes. He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. You got the score.
Check out the score starting lineup. Molly and Henley. Mornings live at 5. The new Spiegel and Parkin Show. 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein teams up with Jason Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6. Lawrence Holmes nights 6 to 10. And score overnights with Les Grobstein. We're proud to be the voice of the fan for over 25 years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Was it a comeback or a choke? Without the choke, there would be no comeback. Matt Ryan's to blame. He can't take a sack on 2nd and 11 on the Patriots' 23-yard line when they're up 8 points and in field goal range. He also didn't take the time to stretch out the play clock. Kyle Shanahan's also to blame, calling pass after pass instead of having better run-pass balance. And Dan Quinn's defense never changed philosophies, and the Patriots used the elongated halftime to pick them apart. That and Dan Quinn's team was at a disadvantage because of the body blows of 93 plays, and so his team was exhausted. The Patriots were confident, they were mentally tough, and they were in better condition. And oh yeah, by the way, they were given extra opportunities because of all three parties. Dan Quinn, Matt Ryan, Kyle Shanahan all caused the biggest collapse or comeback in Super Bowl history. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
This is marked.
Hey guys, this Valentine's Day, give your sweetheart rich chocolatey brownies from the Vermont Brownie Company, featuring decadent flavors like maple toffee, peanut butter, and dark chocolate. These brownies are ridiculously good. Now, Vermont Teddy Bear is so extraordinary, they even beat world-famous chef Bobby Flay. So surprise and delight your Valentine with some of the best brownies she'll ever taste. They're baked using local farm-fresh ingredients and rich Belgian chocolate. And right now, if you order a 12-pack of brownies for Valentine's Day, you'll get a 6-pack of brownies free. Just use code 2222 at checkout. That's code 2222. Your gift also comes with free Valentine's Day gift packaging and a personalized card. But you need to order today because the offer is only good this week. So go to VermontBrownie.com, order a 12-pack of brownies, and get a 6-pack of brownies free. Just use code 2222. Delivery is guaranteed, but you must order today.
Join the Score, broadcasting live every day from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2017 Chicago Auto Show. Check out the Score live broadcasts and visit Toyota to see the full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit 670thescore.com/events to find out about broadcast times as well as dates and times of athlete appearances, including a Skype session with Chicago Cub Albert Almora. Brought to you by Toyota, the official vehicle of the Chicago Cubs. Let's go places.
Valentine's Day. The one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing, love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love, Lover's Lane.
I see.
Hey, there's a reason the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. The housing market is hot right now, and houses are selling the day they come on the market. It's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender. Now, if you're even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it on the very same day you call in. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. Now, if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS weekdays.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's good.
So, should I be concerned?
No, dude. Just, nobody's going to be sending pictures of their wang to him.
We spent a whole day trying to get... I finally relented after being nagged and nagged. Can I get Xbox Live? Can I get Xbox Live? Can I get a, when we went golfing a couple weeks ago, every putt was, if I make this putt, can I get Xbox Live? And so, because some of his friends have it, and the little bastard wore me down because he finally said, I'll pay for it myself.
Oh, this, and I'm like, it's tough. It's tough to go against when a kid is doing it with his own money.
Right. So,
earned it, it's his, you know.
And I didn't know he'd been squirreling away all this money.
It's a good kid.
So he comes downstairs with like a pile, just a handful of crumpled bills.
Tens and 20s.
That he sets on the counter in front of me. I'm like, all right, well, first of all, I said, your papa would be dismayed if he saw you treat bills like this.
Oh, yeah. I used to iron my money as a kid.
One thing my dad would do, he would always, if he had crumpled bills, he would go to the bank branch in his building and exchange them for brand new bills.
Yeah.
It's just the way
your currency.
Right. Yeah. It's just the way they're supposed to feel. And I don't carry any cash, so, you know, I don't. So
I used to steam iron my money.
It sounds weird. I get it because of the, so, but I said, look, let's take care of your money, first of all. Let's make sure. I said, okay, so this is $65, and this will do it. So now it took us forever to retro arrange his account from a kid's account to an account that would allow the NBA game. Mm-hmm. Three different customer service people, and I don't know how to manipulate the controller.
So you're relaying all the instructions from the phone.
So I'm like,
go
to the thing, go to this, go to that, and we get this game of telephone. So finally, I put him on with the person. They were very, very nice. We finally got everything done, but it has to be my email.
Right.
And now
just
I'm getting
to monitor the kind of involvement.
Sure.
I dig it.
So this doesn't mean he spent anything. If it just says thank you for creating your 2K Sports account.
You'll get a Microsoft receipt if anything is spent. Like, for instance, yesterday, I haven't turned my video game on in forever. Like, we're talking about month 6 or 7 of my fiance's pregnancy. So I turned it on and I realized that I still had the old version of NHL 16 and I saw NHL 17 for $30 and I downloaded it. Yeah, I downloaded it. So I'm like, all right, and I'm not going to play it because I don't play my video games anymore. But I was like, yeah, I just, you know, if I ever want to mess around and play online or something like that, $30, they send the receipt to your email, you're good to go. So okay. If he buys anything, it'll go right to you.
It'll say there was a purchase of a certain amount. Yeah. Like, I don't know if you got to spend. Like, he was talking about, like...
Now, if he's ordering Russian brides and stuff, I don't know where those receipts go to in terms of your family email accounts.
I'll take one. If we get a discount,
one here. Beth has dealt with your ass long enough. You don't get to trade anybody in just yet.
I was cycling through trying to come up with some sort of Vladimir Putin reference.
I know. I saw your head. I'm like, don't even. Just
where
punt.
Do you go?
Just punt.
Yeah. Live to fight another day in comedy.
Yeah.
Right?
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow when they take on Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Over 111 million people watched the Patriots beat Atlanta in overtime in Super Bowl 51. It was the first Super Bowl to ever go to overtime. Tom Brady was named MVP as he led his team back from a 25-point deficit. It was the fifth title in his career. The ratings, though, were down just slightly from the last 2 years. NBA, the Bulls are in Sacramento tonight. Jimmy Butler is questionable with that heel contusion. Cristiano Felicio has been ruled out with a lower leg strain. Bulls and Kings tip at 9:30. Elsewhere in the NBA this evening, Cleveland's at Washington, followed by San Antonio at Memphis. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Wednesday when they play at Minnesota. AHL, the Wolves are in Rockford tomorrow night. Major League Baseball, former Cubs starter Jason Hamill signed a 2-year, $16 million deal with the Royals. In college buckets, your AP top 25, top 5 teams, Gonzaga, Villanova, Kansas, Louisville. And jumping up from 13 to 5 is Oregon. Baylor drops to 6. Arizona fell to 9. If you enjoyed Lady Gaga's halftime show, and who didn't, you can see her at Wrigley Field on August 25th. If you're so inclined. Head on out to the Progressive International Motorcycle Show on February 11th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Be sure to visit Score Promotions from 10 to noon to snag Score giveaways and see all the new 2017 bikes and ATVs from the industry's leading brands. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. We'll be right back.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
All right, so we got some basketball to watch tonight on the pro side of things because I was let down by college basketball one time this weekend, so I'm not doing any college ball tonight. Tonight, I don't know if you knew this, but the Wizards are playing some terrific ball at home. All right, they've won 17 in a row at home.
John Wall going over, through, and around people.
Yes.
And Marcin Gortat is Marcin Gortatting.
And Bradley Beal is healthy long enough to be a complimentary piece. They're going up against the Cavaliers, who I watched the Cavs play against the Knicks the other night. And, you know, the Saturday primetime games, last year they were terrific. This year they've been a little bit of a dud. They've been a little underwhelming as the Cavs waxed the Knicks. The Cavs and the Wizards tonight, 6 p.m. on TNT. And then you got your local heroes, the Chicago Bulls, facing off against the Sacramento Kings. I don't know if you saw
that's
what Fred Hoiberg. What Fred Hoiberg said about DeMarcus Cousins?
I believe his wording was he might be the most talented player in the league.
So is that a little landing spot? You know, like, you know, getting the nest all nice and comfortable.
Want to go coach him?
Yeah, right, exactly.
We'll say for Ed, the balls grow back long enough so he can have a whack at them.
and DeMarcus will cut him off
That's
at some
what I mean.
Point. Yes.
He's got two pairs of scissors going.
9:30 is the tip.
That's
8:30 is the...
No, it's 9:30. 8:30.
It's a 9:30 tip.
9:30.
Yeah. So, it's not that late for you. You're good. You're just starting to eat right around there, right?
Yeah, but you're talking about staying up for the whole game. You're talking midnight and... No, that'll be DVR.
No bueno for you?
No bueno. No. I run out of gas at my age, you know?
And last night, the 24 Legacy premiered after the Super Bowl. Well, it's on again tonight if you want to watch that. The character, the guy that played Dr. Dre in Straight Outta Compton is playing the Jack Bauer-esque role this 24 Legacy.
He was a really good Dr. Dre.
Yeah, he was. No, he was.
I mean, the acting in Straight Outta Compton in general.
It's pretty good.
I thought the only guy whose acting I didn't like was Paul Giamatti. Because it's just so Paul Giamatti all the time. It's like, here's Paul Giamatti, another wig doing it. You know, it's kind of not needy, but there's an effort going on there that tires you out.
He's grinding away every possession.
Yes. He would play Tom Thibodeau, you know?
Oh, wow. Now we have to cast the 2011 Bulls story. Who would play D. Rose?
Who cares?
Someone from Unbreakable would play D. Rose. That you see, they're doing an Unbreakable 2?
Electric Boogaloo.
No, there's a Stranger Things 2. There's a bunch of sequels coming out here pretty soon, man.
Yeah, I watched all the Super Bowl ads for these shows, and I just said everything's so weird. All the shows are so weird, or apocalyptic, and everything.
Well, have you?
Right.
Have you turned on Twitter as of late?
Maybe it was the news.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not exactly happy times if you're listening to our esteemed president.
Right. But then wouldn't the escapism swing the pendulum the other way? Wouldn't you want
happy, uplifting moments?
Happy, joy. I don't know.
Like a Manchester by the Sea kind of sitcom.
Which is just so light. You know, really. It's just
a weekly series.
This week on Manchester by the Sea.
Sadness.
Yeah, but I don't want to screw it. I don't want
to. Well, I'm not going to watch it. Because you said don't watch it. Big Aunt Heron said don't watch it.
It's still in theaters, and people might want to go see it, but oh.
So don't see it.
Look.
You said it's a piece of art, and then you say
it is.
But then say don't see it. Your guy Casey Affleck's in there?
Scumbag. It's an incredible.
Casey Ryback?
That would be better. If you did Manchester by the Sea with the character of Casey Ryback from Under Siege. So they're by the sea, and then he pops up in the submarine, and then all of these sad blue collar drunken people, he just wastes everybody.
And then Sean Connery pops up as The Rock.
What was your name before you changed it? That's better. If instead of Casey Affleck, it's the character Navy SEAL now busted down to cook for insubordination. Casey Ryback kicking ass and taking names in Manchester.
So we got no more football games for a little while. So now our viewing pleasure is opened up. Like we don't have to worry about bad Monday night football. We don't have to worry about Thursday night football for a while. Of course, the draft and all the other stuff will consume us. But this is kind of like one of those forks in the road for a lot of sports fans. We're like, all right, I've got basketball over here. I've got spring training. If I make this hard left right here, I got college basketball, which, you know, is the outhouse over there, but I could probably make it to the Oasis down the road. I mean, this is kind of one of those moments where the entire country kind of stretches out and goes, all right, where do I go now?
Spring training baseball.
Yeah.
You got some of that on your television.
What are we, a couple of weeks away from pitches and catches? Right? It's less than that, right? Less than that, right? Like 10, 11 days, something like that?
I heard the ball popping in the glove over the weekend at UIC, at the indoor facility at UIC. A spectacular baseball facility there. And just hearing those sounds noises of baseball again, it's good for you,
and
man.
The sounds of blackness.
And there was somebody there. I don't know who he was, but amidst all these 12-year-olds, I heard a different noise.
Different sound off his bat.
Pitching. This guy looked like he was
making the glove pop a little bit.
He was just stretching out his arm. I wasn't going to bother him. Sometimes pros will go hang out there just to get loose. I didn't ask who it was, but he looked too old to be in college and had a pro pitcher body.
Built.
Okay. So if anybody knows if there happened to be a certain pitcher.
It's like one of the kids from Simeon or CVS. You just look a little bit older.
No, this guy. No, this was he was there with a catcher friend and who was ready for. And he was dealing everything. It was fastball, breaking ball, fastball, breaking ball. I thought I saw a couple of changes there. I didn't have it was a little far away from watching him. But I said, that's an actual pitcher there.
It's one of the things that I'm actually looking for. Well, not actually, because that makes it seem like. You know, me and my son's relationship is already in a bad place, but it's one of the things that I'm looking forward to is playing catch with him, because my father and I never played catch.
Oh,
yeah, because baseball, you know, baseball was never my dad's thing. You know, you come to this country, you like soccer, you like basketball, you like football or whatever, and that was it. So
it's the coming of age moment when your father has to tell you either it's getting dark, you're throwing too hard for me to see,
can't catch him anymore.
Can't catch him anymore. That is that kind of you'll get that feeling.
I'll be broken by then by all these various, you know, pickup games and all the other things that are just taking me down to the studs, man. Yesterday I had an issue. Yesterday I had a real issue playing basketball. I had a guy who we play against this dude damn near every Sunday. I haven't played in like 6-7 weeks because, of course, the baby. And I come back to the gym and everybody's like, oh, it's good to see you. And this just one dude who just all he wants to do is throw elbows.
Oh,
and like,
no.
And he's like, come on, play my level of intensity. And, don't be soft out here. And I'm like, dude, you're older than me. I'm sure your insurance isn't as good as mine. Like,
okay, you're tough,
got it. And then the competitor in me kind of bubbles up, so I start doing it back, and we're going at it. And as soon as I got home, the lady was like, "What'd you do?" I'm like, "I can't bend over. Gonna have to take these. Have to take these shoes off the old fashioned grunt way, kicking them off my legs. And I'm in a bad way right now.
My wife is currently icing her leg because she biffed on the treadmill today.
she ate it.
She ate it.
that's not funny, man. Like there could be some severe.
She moistens a loo all of a sudden.
Yeah, there could be some severe.
Have you seen her workout? This thing it shred.
Like road rash incident if your face catches that thing the wrong way.
Or like, and I said, you're like the elephant to the pistachio commercial. Like, why are you comparing me to an elephant?
I'm trying to get your ass in trouble. Right. I'm not. Beth, I do not co-sign any of these things. I don't know why he brought it to this level.
No, but she was explaining what she was going backwards on the treadmill, and they had to do like a jump turn.
She getting ready for the combine? What the hell is she doing?
These workouts are ridiculous. This shred place is crazy.
What is she doing all this for?
It's all CrossFit stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's CrossFit all this people crazy. Crazy.
I don't know what they do.
CrossFit people are the craziest people in this country.
I damn right they are.
And they can't wait to tell you how much they do CrossFit.
And it's expensive.
Yeah. It's very, for someone to scream at you and tell you to run outside and go around the block and come back. Yeah. I'm good.
Lift that up a bunch of times. Crank the treadmill up to 50.
Yeah, no, these
like the Kendall Gill workout.
These competitive CrossFit, especially the ladies, like the ladies go harder than the dudes from what I've seen. Like the ladies are out there just beasting every workout. I used to drive down Clark Street to go pick up the lady from work, and there's a CrossFit gym right there. And you see these ladies like grunting and throwing tires, and the dudes and like with their glasses and their little athletic socks are just running.
I've been in the steam room for a half an hour.
Right. Yeah. They're just doing everything possible, working every muscle. I'm like, man, God bless you. I don't know what competition you're about to jump in, but hey, way, if you could pull it off, more power
to you. That was like this, the trainer at my gym. She said, yeah, I'm taking a vacation, so I really got to kick it into gear soon. I'm like, wait, those workouts haven't been kicking it into gear?
I don't want to see it.
What are you talking about?
I don't want to see it. I'm just trying to get down to like 215 for the summer.
All right.
I don't need any of that life.
Is this right? We have Bears All Access tonight?
Yes, we do.
Oh.
I see Bears people outside.
Okay, well, that makes sense then. That's what's coming up. And Lawrence Holmes on the Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the Score.
The Chicago Bears will make a strong, concerted effort to acquire quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo.
If Ryan Pace does this, just know what he's doing is putting all of his chips into the middle of the table.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Is your wallet feeling a little lighter after the holidays? Start the new year off right with WOW. Not only will you get $180 in savings when you sign up for an annual plan, but we'll also help you find the right TV and internet package to make the most of your new tech gifts. Right now you can get the popular bundle of 30 megabits per second internet, TV, and your choice of one premium channel for as little as $64.99 per month. This offer only goes until February 6th, so don't miss out. Hurry and sign up today. Call 1-844-WOWNOW8 for more details.
Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Lisa.
How are we doing today?
And her daughter, Chloe, who wanted to purchase a home. So she strongly advised Chloe to call David. But Chloe chose to work with an online lender. Chloe called her mother upset because the online lender wasn't returning her calls or returning her emails. So Lisa gave her David's number again. Chloe reluctantly called David, and oh my goodness, he answered all her questions, pre-qualified her to purchase a home, and will be there if she has any questions throughout the loan process. David has three kids who think they know everything about everything, probably much like your kids, but they don't. The internet is a perfect place to purchase shoes, socks, Jason, underpants, good too.
Nice.
But not to secure a mortgage. So if you or your kids want a trustworthy lender to originate your next loan, call David now at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. David helped Chloe and Pat Boyle and Judd Surratt and thousands of Score listeners. I don't know why he's mentioning that in the Score ad, but hey, that's okay. You can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 19186.
Valentine's Day, the one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing, love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love, Lover's Lane.
Join the Score broadcasting live every day from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2017 Chicago Auto Show. Check out the Score live broadcasts and visit Toyota to see the full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit 670thescore.com/events to find out about broadcast times as well as dates and times of athlete appearances, including a Skype session with Chicago Cub Albert Almora. Brought to you by Toyota, the official vehicle of the Chicago Cubs. Let's go places!
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angel's Memorial.
At Angel's Memorial Hospital.
Let's move!
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Lawrence Holmes is here, and you are going to hear him after Bears All Access from 6 to 7, but he's kind enough to get here a little early and come in and hang out, I'm sure, with plenty of Super Bowl thoughts for you.
Yeah, I got all sorts of stuff to talk about tonight, including, I threw it out immediately after the game, asking the Twitterverse, a.k.a. people who listen to this show, what they think it means for the Bears when you were watching the playoffs and the Super Bowl. Like, what is it that you thought about it in connection with the Bears? And
tried not to. I know the Tribune tried really hard to keep that connection there.
Martellus and Shea.
No, not even that. Just like the overall like thought about where the Bears
are.
How
far they are. Okay.
And where the teams in the playoffs
are. Different animals, man.
I think it was 59 responses of people talking about how far away the Bears are at this moment in time. So we'll discuss that a little bit. We've got Rich Campbell's going to be on the show. Ty Schalter, who writes for Vice and for 538.
Former Bleacher Report guy.
Yeah.
I love Ty. I used to talk to him every Tuesday. Tuesdays with Ty on the old show.
Wow. So nice. Looking forward to talking with him and throw some other stuff at the wall. By the way, Shred 415 is not CrossFit.
Yeah, that's what somebody said. It's intense interval training. Yeah, is that what it is?
Okay. It's 4 15-minute quadrants.
Oh, that's why it's called 415?
Yeah. Jason. So anyway, how you doing?
I never knew that.
How you doing?
I'm good, bro.
No, I swear to you, I never knew that's why it was called.
Yeah,
you should be more in tune with what your wife is doing on a daily basis.
I should
basis.
Know because I probably own half the company at this point.
Well, what you do is you either start on the floor.
Between that and SoulCycle, my God, I need another job.
You either start on the floor or you start on the treadmill. And you do either the floor exercises or the tread exercises for 15 minutes, and then you switch. And then you switch again.
I never knew it was four. Again. She could never explain it was 4 15-minute intervals.
There it is. See, now you know, and now you can go with her.
You should go and do a class with her.
Hell no.
If I survived a class, you should be able to survive a class.
Yeah, you don't have screws in your knee.
Shut it down!
I have a screw in my ankle, and yes. I've had a knee surgery, too.
Yeah, a screw in my head.
My knee wouldn't...
Wouldn't hold up?
You can do your own deal. Like, I know you can be on the treadmill and go and do whatever you think is appropriate.
He just doesn't want to do that, because then his wife will show him up with her power.
Oh, well, you know Beth is in there crushing
exactly.
it. You know
be.
She's in there crushing
it. She better
it.
Be.
She better be.
Wow.
You are.
Class A jerk.
Dan Bunker over here.
No. My point is, if you're falling off a treadmill, you better not be doing it because you're half-assing it.
Well, my guess is that she's falling off the treadmill because she's
going
not half-assing
yeah.
it.
Okay. And you wonder why your whole family hated you yesterday. Because
oh,
of who you
no,
are.
Oh, no. They believe... Don't get me started on yesterday. You just wait.
I know.
You
I'll
just
wait,
Daddy, for those days.
I'll wait for it.
Just you wait. Yeah, no, I'm not doing it. I'm sure.
Okay.
I've been challenged class multiple times.
I think it would be fun to do one class. Yeah, although, then again, my wife keeps inviting me to yoga, and I keep saying no.
Right.
And she's an actual instructor, so.
Yeah, yoga looks like it hurts.
I used to think it was just the stretches.
No,
it's a workout.
The stuff, like, there's times I'll come home now and Mel will literally be upside down. Like, hi, honey, how are you? And I'm like,
what, like the gravity boots?
Yeah. No, like, she's on her forearms.
She's got the balance down.
Yes.
Oh, no thanks.
Just stay away from that Bikram guy.
That's a bad guy.
He's
weird.
Yeah.
A little grabby. All right, thanks to our guests.
A little rapey.
Yeah.
Thanks to Matt Bowen and Brian Billick for joining us today. Tomorrow we're going to do our regular Tuesday with Hub. And from 98.5 in Boston.
From Atlanta.
Fred Tutcher. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, Tutcher and Rich.
Yeah, Fred Tutcher is going to join us. We didn't get your guy Knox. Maybe we'll chase down Knox Bardeen tomorrow and get
Fred Atlanta Tutcher will be with us tomorrow.
Yeah, so speaking of Bikram yoga.
Never seen him wrestle.
Hi. All right. We thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
All right. We are opening up the roofer. They have actually getting ready for Lady Gaga and the Pepsi sugar-free, zero sugar halftime show.
Sugar-free, zero sugar. We are opening up the roof. But no, actually, they're opening up the roof.
They'd be better. It's out there. It's safe.
Not in time. Our producer's Nick Shepkowski.
Wow. That was incredible. She threw the mic down and jumped about 20 feet into a sponge black hole and disappeared.
Well, it happens.
Anyone got eyes on Lady Gaga?
Right. It happens. You jump into a sponge black hole.
Chris Tannehill.
Settlement or Amendola, two little guys.
Whoever it is. Over there, the little guy.
One of the grindy whites.
We'll have fun tomorrow. You'll have fun with Bears All Access and Lawrence Holmes. Have a lovely evening. Bye.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Stop guessing what to get her for Valentine's Day. You'd love an easy, fail-proof way to look like a pro, and you've got it. I have it for you right now, because this year, ProFlowers is making it easier than ever by taking all the guesswork out. And ProFlowers has listened to exactly what you want, and they have come up with this. On top of their already low prices right now, you can get one dozen assorted roses, a free glass vase, and this is key, and standard shipping and handling included, all for just $34.99. No surprises. Go to proflowers.com and use my code Bernstein. So you pick your flowers, you check out in 2 minutes, and that's it. And you know ProFlowers. I've been telling you about ProFlowers for years and how easy they are to work with, how they make sure you're satisfied, and how everybody involved is able to be very, very happy on Valentine's Day. That's when you can have it delivered right to home or work, guaranteed to last for 7 days or your money back. You can't beat that. You can't beat the price. You certainly can't beat the convenience with ProFlowers taking care of all the details, so you just sit back and look awesome. Here's the only way to get this. A dozen assorted roses, a free glass vase, and shipping and handling included, all for just $34.99. You're going to go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and type in Bernstein. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic. Type in Bernstein. Don't wait. Order today, because this deal expires soon.
CBS Monday. Two broke girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With two broke girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet.
fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!